praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, who's going to be joining me shortly, Lady Mildred Townsend. And I tell you what, I'm trying to get my stuff right here, y'all. Y'all bear with me just a little bit. Trying to get it right here. Amen. We're just delighted to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. We can rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm here to tell you that God is sovereign. He's just. Amen. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. And I tell you, I'm just excited about how good God has been to us in spite of what's happening in the world around us. I'm just excited because God has afforded you and I the opportunity, amen, to be once again in the land of the living. He didn't have to do that, but he did. And that's something to be thankful about. And I appreciate everything that God has done. Amen. I appreciate all that he has done, all that he will do. Amen. So what I'd like you to do right now is get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, and tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is on the air with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend. And to my friends that are locked up behind prison bars, listen, I still want you to lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. To my brothers and sisters out there that are incarcerated, I want you to continue to stand on your testimony. That's right. Prove to them that it's not just jailhouse religion. Prove to them it's not just jailhouse salvation, but your walk with Christ is very much real. So on that note, going to ask my beautiful wife, Lady Townsend, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of St. Luke 6:43, it reads, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For the thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes."
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. And Lord, as your words say, we're known by our fruit.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Lord, help our fruit to be good fruit. Amen. We don't want to stumble nobody. We don't want to see nobody fall.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, help us to be that woman and man of God that you call us to be.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name today.
Yes.
We thank you for all the things that you've done.
Oh, yes.
All the things that you're doing. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity. Glory to God. It's just an honor. Amen. When we learn to know, to thank you, when we learn to trust you, amen, we'll be so, it's so inspiring to give the praises up to you.
Yes,
it's so inspiring,
Lord.
Hallelujah, to see how you're moving by your spirit. It's just a blessing, God. It's an honor. We pray for those that don't know you today.
Yes,
we pray for those, Lord God, that know you, but still, Lord God, need deliverance. We're
Hallelujah.
Praying that you will help them, God, before it's too late.
Yes,
you're
Father.
The God that's able to do above all that we can even think or act in this hour.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you, God. Lord, prick some hearts today
even
in
today,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring them to salvation.
Thank
in
you, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
He's sweet.
Yes, come on now.
I know. I'm talking about Jesus. He's sweet. I know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dark clouds may rise, and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world, wherever I go, that I have found a Savior, and he, sweet, I know. One more time. He, sweet, I know. Sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise,
yes,
and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world, wherever I go, that I have found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. I don't know about you today, but he's sweet, I know. Praise be to God. We thank and praise God for you, you, and you on today joining us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints right here on this station, KAYT, KQJOFM. Amen. Where we can be heard even via the internet. We thank and praise God for those of you that have joined us on today. God bless you. Sister Sarah Yates on today. God bless you. Sister Carla Ray Cooks. God bless you. Prophetess Felicia. Let me get it right. I like to get these names right because I don't want to mess these names up. Amen. Sister Cheryl Ray, Ray Davis. Felicia Lynette Johnson, prophetess. God bless you on today. Sister Alice Hames Johnson. God bless you on today. Amen. We just thank and praise God for you, you, and you, our brothers around Central Louisiana, some parts of Texas, and some parts of Arkansas. Truly, we count it a privilege as well as an honor, amen, to be with you as well. Amen. And I just want to tell you that God is great. He's greatly to be praised.
Yes.
And we just honor him for all that he's doing. Even in a world where it appears like, you know what, everything's falling apart. But I'm here to tell you, for those of us that are on our way to the promised land, we're keeping our eyes fixed to the prize. That's right. We're keeping our eyes fixed to the prize. Yes, there are giants in the land that are seeking, amen, to bring fear and to bring confusion and to bring a certain level of confrontation. But we know, amen, that's the reason why you guys, all it takes is two people in your corner. That's all. It don't take a whole lot of people to support you. It doesn't take that. As a matter of fact, my Bible tells me, Lady Townsend, that when God promised Moses that the children of Israel were going to inherit the promised land, two people stood up.
Yes.
Two young men, Joshua and Caleb. Now, 10 said that it couldn't be done, and 2 said that it could be done. Think about that just for a moment. If you've got two people that are in your camp with you, that will say, brother, sister, we are more than able to subdue and to overcome this circumstance. Listen, two people just agreeing with you about that sentence of cancer. All it takes is two people.
Hallelujah.
Agreeing with you that God is going to destroy that cancer. Two people agreeing with you that you're not going to lose that house.
Come on, preacher.
Two people agreeing with you that, amen, my daughter has been gone for years, and I don't know where she's at, but two people agreeing with you that God is going to touch that child's heart and bring her back around.
And
just two people agreeing with you that God's going to deliver my son and daughter out of a homosexual lifestyle.
Hallelujah.
It takes is two people to touch and agree with you that God will deliver that child out of that life of drug addiction.
Yes.
That's all it takes is two people. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. That's all it takes is two people. Praise be to God. And if you understand that all it takes is two people, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, God is a deliverer. Amen. He will deliver you. Let me just go to the phone line and see what's going on real quick. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? And I need you
this
to turn your radio
Lexa
down.
From Monroe, and I'm trying to get the website because it's not on the radio anymore.
Okay, well, here's what you do. You go to KAYTFM.com, and you'll be able to get us on the web. Yes, ma'am.
KAYTFM.com,
and you go there, and then you hit the listen live, and you'll be able to hear us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you on today. Amen. Amen. And that's for you out there, too. I mean, if you're listening out there and you can't get it, you say, well, I can't get it like I used to. It's coming in kind of faded or whatever. Listen, go to KAYTFM.com and hit the listen live button, and you will be able to hear us on there. But again, to all of our brothers and sisters out there, Lady Townsend, you know what? We're going to pick up where we left off at, because even when we see what's going on around us, the enemy is planting fear. He's planting doubt and disbelief. All of the things that are unfolding on a day-to-day basis, Jesus said that these things would happen. It's nothing new. Amen. Doesn't get me bent out of shape. It doesn't get me scared. And amen. I mean, all of the visions that are being shown and things of that nature like that. But I tell you what God promised us is coming into fruition. Amen. It's coming into fruition. It is actually taking place. And when we understand that and don't deviate from that, just like Joshua and Caleb, it says, listen, we are more than able. I don't know about you, but I've got to tell you, we are more than able to be sufficed until the coming of the Lord. Are you hearing me on today? Shelves could be emptying inside of the superstores. They can be emptying. But the God that we serve is still more than able.
More than able.
Amen. That's the reason why we're going to go back to this little teaching that we've been sharing with God's people, is because what's happening is this. The enemy, in many cases, is making you self-defeating prophecies where it matters most at. Listen to me carefully. Where it matters most at, okay? For some strange reason, we've been taught to believe that we think it matters most in our pockets. Are you hearing me on today? We think that it matters most in our pockets when the truth of the matter is it matters most in our hearts.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Because when you got this thing in your heart, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter about the how things are coming up against you. It doesn't matter what the masses say. It doesn't matter what, amen, the powers that be say. The powers that be told Daniel that you cannot pray to your God. You must pray to the God that we set up. And that was King Nebuchadnezzar. And if you pray to any other God, you're going to suffer the consequences. That's what fear-mongering does.
Yes, it does.
Fear-mongering makes you think that, you know what, we got to go by what they say as opposed to what God's word says.
You got to stand for what God's word say, because God's word going to stand.
Absolutely.
Said, heaven and earth going to pass away, but his word forever remain, meaning that it's more power in believing his word than see what even the things we see, Bishop.
Absolutely. And no wonder the psalmist summed it up this way and said, thy word have I hid. Think about that. Something that has to be hid means it's valuable. Mm-hmm. It's precious. People will try to steal it. And we already know that the Bible says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if he can take the word that you have been given by God through the Holy Scriptures, and he can steal the truth of it out of your heart, that's why you got to hide it there. Amen. It can't be committed to memory. There are people that can quote scriptures from sunup to sundown.
Say it,
but
say
at
it.
At the blink of something tragic happening,
yes,
the first thing they do is fall to pieces,
yes,
and start,
Lord,
looking for ways to justify
why
they're not standing in faith.
Lord, help us. That's so true, Bishop.
They start looking for ways to not justify why they're not standing in faith.
Lord Jesus, help
I'm here
us
to tell you, the same God that we serve is a right now God. That's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to being a right now God. And one of the reasons why is that he's not a right now God in many of us, because we have listened to the lies and the cliches and all of the made-up rhetoric of those that have justified themselves. So when they try to hit or miss, some type of prophetic utterance that don't happen, they put a time frame with it.
Yes.
In 24 hours, God is going to. You hear that? In 72 hours, 48 hours, God is going to. You hear that? In 72 hours, God. Why they don't say right now, God is going.
Because he's the right now God.
Y'all hearing me?
He's a now, huh? Right now God.
Why we got to start putting time frames to God? Think about that just for a moment. Think about that. Let me ask that question. Why do we have to put time frames to God? Because the last time I checked.
He's everywhere at the same time. And
God didn't put a time frame on healing Bartimaeus.
Come on, preacher.
He didn't put a time frame on when he went to Jairus' house and prayed for Jairus' daughter and said, in 24 hours, your
Mm-mm.
daughter shall raise.
Mm-mm.
And said Peter do it when he went to raise Dorcas. Amen. When he went to the grave of Lazarus, he did not say, in 48 hours, Lazarus is going to come out of this. He didn't do it. Do you see the rhetoric and the hoopla that we've been made subject to? Do you see the trickery and the lies and deception? People of God, we serve a right now God. Let's be truthful. Let's be faithful.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let's just, as the man said, Lord, I believe.
Help my unbelief. That's it, Bishop. No shame.
See, if you would be truthful and say, you know what? I believe, but I don't have right now faith. That's all he wants us to do, to be truthful. Because the woman that had the issue of blood said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment in 24 hours, I know I shall be made whole. No, that's not what she said. In 48 hours, I know I shall be made whole. That's not what she said. In 72 hours, God's going to turn this thing around. Watch God. She didn't say that. She had the faith to believe that if watch God now, something miraculous. See, we got to get back to that. Amen. That's what you need to be subscribing to, beloved people of God. You need to be subscribing to that we serve a right now God. When Jesus told those lepers to go show themselves to the priest, the problem was that they were healed as soon as he said it. But their level of expectation did not rise until one unexpectedly looked over.
Oh.
And saw the other. See, you've got to understand, the moment that Jesus said it, in your unseen world, it's already happening.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your faith is what draws it to you. When the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed, listen to me, people. Listen to this. Every area of your life is healed right now.
Oh, glory.
Amen. Every situation that they tried to speak on you,
Jesus,
they have been dissolved. Because listen to this, what they're not telling you is that when you gave your life to Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost came inside of you, there is no witch or warlock or sorcerer or soothsayer or anything can speak anything against you that will come to fruition. Somebody, you need to get this. You need to get this. Out of all the witches and warlocks that have tried to get rid of Brother Townsend and Sister Mildred, don't you know if we for 1 second or one iota of a moment entertain the lies and the ill wishes that they wanted to project against us, we would have been gone.
Yes, yes.
But when you know who you are.
Gonna stand.
In Christ
Jesus. Stand.
When you know who you are in the Holy Ghost, it matters not what no witch, warlock, pastor, leader, bishop, apostle, or anybody. I had to throw them in there too because a lot of them are operating in witchcraft and sorcery.
Very much so.
I told y'all, it's a sad day when leaders seek to cash in insurance policies on their members. We live in that type of one thing about it is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if you don't have the knowledge to understand, we are living in a money-driven oriented society where people are doing things. Listen, this is to nobody personal, but I wouldn't be surprised if your pastors are sneakingly getting your Social Security cards and secretly putting you in insurance policies.
Jesus.
That's the time that we live in.
That's
look how y'all getting quiet on
me
now.
What's the truth, Bishop?
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Because we live in a money. Now, it's okay in your family.
Yes.
It's okay. But see, a lot of time, that's why you don't, unknown to you, that's why they want your information, your W-2 information. because all that information, bring your W-2 forms in here, because we're going to make sure that you know that way you can pay your tithe and offering. But now, aside from that, it's got your personal information on there, and they can get your Social Security card number and put you in a $1 million insurance policy that you know nothing about. And let me tell you something. I don't know why I went this way, Lord, but you wanted somebody to know this. You needed somebody to know this. There was a pastor that told a lady that she put in $1 million insurance to kill herself. Y'all better hear what I'm telling y'all.
Yes, right here in Louisiana.
I don't know, was it here in Louisiana?
It was in Louisiana, but not here in our area.
I don't know, but it was a lady pastor that told this young lady to kill herself.
Yes.
And I heard the lady say, because somebody taped her, and she said in the tape, The only reason why a lot of y'all ain't dead yet is because I ain't told God to kill you. Y'all better know
witch.
What kind of y'all need to know what kind of thing we around here, y'all.
Witches.
I don't care about folk jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues. That don't mean nothing. You need some discernment going through here, because there are people that are trying to psychologically, emotionally manipulate you and divert you from putting your trust and confidence in the risen Savior Jesus Christ. Even as Simon the sorcerer sought to subvert the minds of the people. That's the time that we're living in. But you need to know that if God is on your side, there's
Hallelujah.
No witch, no warlock.
That's it.
Or anything. And the sad part about it is many of them are talking about witchcraft. Many of them are talking about sorcery. Many of them are talking about voodoo and hexes and spells, all while they're trying to subliminally subject you in a form of tyranny by telling you that's why you're not blessed. That's why you're not this. No, what God had set in motion can't be stopped, as I said before. When you gave your life to Jesus, the benefits came with that.
Benefits.
But see, you don't know that. So you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled, and you think you've got to pay your way into some type of blessing from God, when the truth of the matter is all you need is some right now faith.
Right now, faith.
That's all you need.
Glory to God.
That's all you need. Be like the man that said, Lord, I believe, help thou
my unbelief.
Jesus. And if you'll begin to do that and be truthful with yourself, and one of the things that you do is begin to proclaim that, now watch this, if you can say, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be a trillionaire, amen, I'm going to have more than enough, don't you know you can proclaim that I have right now faith?
Right now, faith. Woo, glory to God.
But the reason why Hallelujah. I don't proclaim right now faith, because I know the million and trillions ain't going to come right now. But Jesus said if you had faith that of a grain of a mustard seed, which goes to show we ain't got mustard seed faith when we start putting time limits on it. 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72. Man. We ain't got mustard seed faith.
We ain't got
mustard seed faith. We got what we can see, faith.
What we can see,
and the Bible says that we walk not by what? Sight.
What?
But if we don't walk by sight, see, we'll tell that when it comes to getting the money out of folks. We tell them to walk by faith and not by sight. And then we, as leaders, when things are not financially the way that we think they're supposed to be, the first thing that we start doing is blasting out the people. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. We start blasting out the people saying, y'all ain't giving your tithe and offering, when the truth of the matter is the church belongs to Jesus Christ. You need to go to Jesus.
Oh, glory. Yes.
And say, now,
yes.
Lord, if the people ain't giving, what's the problem? If the people are not being what they're supposed to do, Lord, what's the problem? Because I'm here to tell you, Jesus provides for his church.
Oh, glory.
You better hear what I'm telling you. Jesus provides for his church. I'm a living witness. Jesus provides. Amen. Without schemes. Without scams.
Amen.
Amen. Without all of these lies and trickeries of deception.
And all that
amen.
Deception.
About certain times of year that God got to bless you. I'm here to tell you, look, every day you open your eyes is a day to receive great blessings from the
glory.
Lord.
Glory. Yes, Bishop.
But if you don't know that, and you begin to listen to the trickery and the deception of other people, you will find yourself coming up short year after year after you. See, you know what's happening? Disobedience that many of the leaders are walking in is causing you to walk in the wilderness for years and years and years.
this.
Heard, no. I've heard many people say, my mom and daddy been paying tithes for years, and they ain't got nothing to show for it. Well, first and foremost, that's not what tithes is for you to show for it. It's for you to upkeep the things that God's word wants us to be able to upkeep, and that is the furthering of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not to put pastor in a Bentley.
Preach.
Not to put pastor in a Rolls Royce. No, that ain't what it's for. It's for, listen, let me put it to you like this. What it's for, the reason why you're seeing a shortness because we're not doing what God commissioned us to do with the tithe and offering, and that is put it back out in the community and to reach out to those that are less fortunate. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. But see, when you stand on the truth of God's word, God said that when you go into that vineyard and work, he will supply what is needed. Now, we love to get up on a Sunday morning and quote Psalms 23 and try to get eloquent of speech with it. And turn with me, if you will, to the 23rd Psalms, if you will. This is where the psalmist David is speaking. We try to get eloquent with it. And the Lord said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But when the money ain't right, you don't stand up and say, Jesus paid it all. Huh? You don't stand up and say, Jesus paid it all. How would you feel if when you got ready to get tithe and offering and the church stood up and said, Brother Pastor, Sister Pastor, Jesus paid it all on Calvary? They may pull out a pistol and start shooting you because they think you done lost your mind. But the same faith that we tell the people to have, we got to have it first.
Amen. It starts at the leadership.
And you know what happens? You know what happens? Many times we talk faith when it comes to getting from the people, but we don't talk faith when it comes to giving to the people.
My God.
Look how you're getting quiet on me again. We talk faith when it comes to getting from the people, but the same faith that we talk, we got to talk that same faith giving to the people. And I'm not talking about sounding alarm what you're doing. I'm just talking about that, listen, if you do it and you are doing it, then there ain't no way that you're going to come up short. Listen to me. Brother Pastor, Brother Apostle, Brother Bishop, ain't no way you're going to come up short when you're doing what God commissioned you to do. He's not a man that he should lie.
Never.
If he said, give and it shall be given unto you, listen, and I do this to the glory of God, I ain't never had to stand up in the church and beg the folks for nothing. You know why? Because love does what love's supposed to do. Love is complete. And when people love you, you ain't got to come up with scams and schemes and, well, this is the seventh month and this is the seventh day and God's got double for yourself. All of these lies and things that, you understand, we done came up with in the body of Christ to subdue the mentality of God's people. And yet, we don't find the disciples doing that nowhere.
Nowhere.
We don't see them saying, sow your best seed and watch how God bless. I mean, all of these things have infiltrated into the body of Christ for our own selfish agendas.
Yes, and God knows the heart, and he know what people are doing. He has satisfied. But those that have an ear to hear mm-hmm. what the Spirit is saying, Bishop, mm-hmm. they know that this is not of God. Those with spiritual discernment, those that are, you know, in sackcloth and laying before the Lord,
that's
knowing
right.
that this is not God. And, you know, he said, you know, my people know his voice.
Yes.
His sheep, the people that loves him, know his voice. And strangers, they won't follow. So all these lies they're telling, amen, they're not going to follow that.
I would be scared. I'm going to be honest with you. I would be scared to play with God's people like that. I would be afraid to try to manipulate God's people in any fashion, form, or manner like that, because I've seen too many examples in the Bible where God made examples out of people. I know we're under grace. I know we're under grace. But listen, we were under grace when Ananias and Sapphira died. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you. We were under grace when Simon Bar-Jesus tried to stop Paul with the perverting of the gospel and tried to stop him. We were under grace, and the Bible says that Paul said a season of blindness will be upon you because you're trying to stop the things of the Lord. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. And to what do we owe this honor?
Deacon Jones.
Of course
you
are. I'm doing fine, Deacon Jones.
Let's call and tell you that today is my birthday, sir.
Today is your birthday.
Oui.
Well, let me ask you one question. Did you call the Lord before you called me?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I said, thank you. Let me see this day.
Okay, because I was finna fuss you out real good. If you did not make that call to the Lord first.
I put in first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because as long as you let him know that, Lord, I thank you for this day that you gave me, that's all that counts, Deacon Jones. You know I don't count. Now, you know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't count. I don't count. But everything he does counts. But I tell you what, may the Lord bless you with many, many more.
Amen.
May God bless you with many, many more. Just for the record, how old did you make today? How old did you make?
I made 67.
You say 67 or 57?
67.
Is that with a 5 or a 6?
A 6.
A 6. Well, God bless you, sir.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. You want to see 67 more?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't I?
Huh?
Don't I? Oh, yeah.
You do? Okay. Well, we're going to say, Lord, bless our brother with 67 more years. Lord God, he says he wants to see it. Amen. And you know what? That means he might be here when the Lord returns. So, Lord, if that's his desire, you know, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you this day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Jones, for sharing that with us. And you tell Mama to do something real good for you now.
I will.
Because last time your birthday, she was gone over Mama's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't forgot.
Nah.
She's there today. She's there today? Okay.
There.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Deacon.
You too.
All right. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting Saints. Now, we ain't even opened that phone line yet, but y'all calling in. So, what can we do for you today?
Well, you can do for me today. I would like for you to say a prayer for my best friend, Miss Lucille. She's in ICU. She's having seizures after seizures.
Yes.
And I would like for you to pray for her. And don't forget, we do pray for her. And I always pray for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like you to say a prayer for me because I'm going to have surgery Monday. And I'd like to say a prayer for me, too.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on behalf of our dear sister that is called. And not even being concerned about herself, but she's reaching out to her friend, Lord, that are having these seizures. And we come together in faith knowing that Satan is defeated on every level. And we command these seizures to stop and to dry up in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever is causing this within the structure of her brain, Lord, repair and replenish now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command every electrical voltage of the brain to realign itself and to regenerate itself in the name of Jesus.
Ooh, God.
And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God,
that not only
are the seizures diminishing, but they are even drying up at the root and dying in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, as our sister prepares to have surgery on Monday, Lord, we ask that you direct the hand of the doctor, the surgeon. Lord God, that she will get the desired result of this surgery, knowing that she's taking you in that operating room with her.
Jesus.
And Lord God, you be the doctor that performs this operation. Lord God, knowing that our sister will be made whole in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that it is done in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, beloved. And I call us back with that praise report and letting us know that you're doing well after the surgery, okay?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. All right.
Amen.
Lady Chan, what you got to add to that?
Yes, just thinking about the faithfulness of our Lord and Savior. You know, it's just a great time even to be alive that we can rejoice in knowing that our God, like you said earlier, he cannot lie. He's the Son of God that, Son of Man that he should lie because he does not lie. Amen. And I thank him today that he's proven himself faithful.
That's right.
Amen. He's faithful.
That's right.
Glory to God. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And I just bless him today because I've seen the hand of God move. Praise God. And he continues to do so. You know, he's a suddenly God. Like you said, you know, now faith. Amen. It's the substance of things. Hope for, but the evidence is of things not seen. Amen. We believe even if we don't see it.
That's right.
Right now. Glory to God. Amen. We believe our Savior, and we continue to believe him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I've got to share this with God's people. You've got to get out of saying God's about to.
Yes, Bishop.
You've got to get out of saying God's about to. You see, that's a time frame for the unbelievers to say. That's a time frame for the charlatans and the false prophets of today to say God's about to. Can I be honest with you? Everything that's done, God has already done it.
Already done. Oh, glory to God.
Y'all need to get this. Amen. Woo. Anything that you need is already done. Truth of the matter is you're being bamboozled with stuff you want. And stuff you want may not just come at the snap of a finger, but everything that God has promised us, he's given us everything that pertains to life.
And God,
it's here.
Woo.
If you need healing, it's here right now.
Right now.
The truth of the matter is, can I be honest with you, we have been brainwashed to think that everything is in time. I mean, it's an excuse that we make even as leaders sometimes when we began to preach, amen, to appease the mentality of the people by saying, well, some people get it overnight and some people get it like this and some people get it in time. And that's the excuses that we make for our own inadequacies.
Come on, Bishop.
And the truth of the matter is we too, amen, have got to come up.
Yes.
We too.
Hallelujah.
Amen, have got to come up. Amen. We're sitting up, amen, in the church, and we're being destroyed by diabetes. We're being destroyed by cancer. We're being destroyed by all of those things. And you know what? We're accepting it.
No way. Amen.
We're accepting it.
No.
We're accepting, having limbs amputated and all of these things. When the truth of the matter is Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, can I be honest with you? Even if you're a pastor, you got to say, I ain't got faith like that, Bishop. I'm going to be honest. And you know what? You don't either. But see, that's self-justification.
Yes.
It's not about self-justification. It's about being real with my walk in the life of the Lord. And the same faith that I'm telling the people to have when it comes to giving their money, I got to have that same faith in my life when it comes to my body being healed. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again.
Amen.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. The same faith that I'm telling you to have when it comes to you being blessed from a monetary perspective, even more so, I've got to have that faith when it comes to being healed. Now, it sounds good when we're up in the pulpit and saying, you know, by his stripes, I mean, 39 stripes and God healed him. And you know, in every stripe signified whatever we could go through. So now where do we get God's about to? God's about to take 39 more stripes for you so you can be. No, beloved, it's been done already. He ain't going to take no more stripes. It's been done already.
Yeah.
He's not going to take any more. As a matter of fact, he said these very important words when he rose from the grave. He said, all power is given unto me. Not all power is about to be given unto me. See, we got to get out of this about.
Come on.
These are the things that the false prophets and the leaders are keeping you stringing along. It's like a carrot on a stick. And you know what? In the donkey's mind, that's what they used to do to plow the fields back in the old days. When they couldn't afford all of these modern-day tractors, they would put a stick. And when they put the stick out there, they would put it just within nose reach of the donkey or the horse to make them think that they're about. You'll get that by the time you listen to this again. They're about to get the carrot on the stick. That's the mentality that the farmer put in the mind frame of that donkey because he need him to plow his field. You'll get that after a while. When they need you to plow their field, they put the about to in front of you so that you'll think that. But here's the thing about it. He don't give the donkey the carrot until after he get through plowing his field. Did you hear what I said? He don't give it to him until after he gets through plowing his field. Not the donkey's field, his field. In essence, many of you or us have become the donkey. And so when they put out there, God's about to, that's the carrot on the stick and staying saying that God has done.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Because by them saying God has done now puts them on the spot to realize that now I don't have a right to pillage, beg, borrow, or attach a blessing to the money I'm about to ask you for. It puts them on the spot. They don't want to be put on the spot. This is good teaching. I know it is. But I had to learn this directly from the Holy Ghost myself. Because he told me, when I send you out there in this vineyard, Townsend, and I charge you to pastor a church, I don't want you holding those people responsible. As a matter of fact, he said, go back and read the word where he said, Jesus sent them out into the vineyard. And how did he send them out there? He sent them out there totally dependent on him. And he said, whatever they give you to eat, go ahead and eat it. And he said, whosoever house you go to, he said, if they bid you Godspeed, then speak blessings upon that house. But if they don't, shake the dust from your feet
shake
and keep it
dust.
Moving.
Hallelujah. That's what we got to do in life.
Well, what were you saying, Jesus? I'm going to supply everything you need. I'm going to supply everything that you need. You don't have to worry about it. I've got you covered.
Yes.
Amen. Lady Town, we got to take a break. Anything you want to share before I take this break?
Amen. We just still got to trust the Lord. That's all he's saying. Amen. In this hour, we still have to trust him and got to have that now faith and believe God. When we say it, believe it. Stand
That's
on
right.
it. Know it that God can do the anything. Amen. He's God. And once we get that mentality and trust in God, amen, nothing.
Already done.
It's already done.
Psalms 37 said, commit thy way unto the Lord.
Yes.
And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Jesus picked that up in the New Testament and says, when you pray, believe that you have those things.
And you
not going to get those things, but I'm trying to help you out because you've been listening to these false prophets that God's about to. And so that's the reason why you've been hearing them say that for 12 and 15 years and you ain't got it yet. Because you're not going by what your words say. But when you go by what the word said, when you pray, believe that you have. Not in 24 hours, not in 48 hours, not in 72 hours. But if you can imagine in your mind seeing it right now. Like the woman that had the issue of blood said, if I could but touch him. You know what she focused her mind on? Touching Jesus and seeing that blood dried up right away. Mm. She already had it. She just had to come in touch with the timeline in her own mind. Listen what I said. When you get in touch with the timeline in your own mind,
come on now.
It's already done. Hey, this is Moments of Inspiration. We'll be right back after this.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
The New Scott Olley Baptist Church in Alexandria, pastored by Bishop Lionel Smith, presents Tim Woodson and the Heirs of Harmony of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Every step I take brings me one
step Tim Woodson closer. Live in concert in Alexandria.
Tim
Woodson at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church, July 24th at 4 p.m.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I still remember.
And that's not all. You'll also get to see world-renowned Paul Porter of Detroit, Michigan. Incomparable Paul Porter Live. Admission is only $10. The New Scott Olley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. Need more information? Bay County, 318-623-4084. Linda Single County, 318-613-4499. Cheryl White, 318-290-0535. The New Scott Olley Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station. Author John Hoffman has a new book, The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Hid, the movie. It's a fictionalized characterization of struggles you may have gone through. It chronicles the life of Roger and Kate and their ultimate redemption through their faith. You will laugh, you will cry, and you'll jump for joy as each page keeps you riveted. The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Hid, the movie by author John Hoffman, is available now at Amazon.com. Author John Hoffman is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
And we're back, and if this is your first time tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints right here on this channel. Again, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, this station rather. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend. Listen, we've been in the arena of telling God's people about the importance of having faith. And one of the things that you need to understand is Jesus said it this way. Many of us are becoming what we call self-defeating prophecies by our belief system, okay? Because as long as we hold in fact the mind that I'm going to get, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. When Jesus said, pray that you have those things, you're going to have those things. You've got to see yourself as having those things. The timeline has to line up with your mind. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. What can we pray with you about today?
Hey, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred. Can't even get my words out. I don't know what's wrong with
you. Oh, you're all right. You're fine. All is well with you. It is well.
It is well.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I just wanted to ask for prayer. Our kids in our schools are going through a whole lot of stuff. And I had a friend of mine tell me that the kids, they're kissing on the bus, and these are two females. Uh-huh. And we just need to pray for our children. Some of these teachers are allowing this stuff, and it's wrong, you know.
Yes, sir. If you're not in the school system, Brother Cornelius, you have to understand they've been given stipulations about certain things. And so right now we're living in a time where there used to be a time where the neighbor could whoop your butt if you was wrong. Now we're in a time where a child can call the police if their own parent whips them.
Yeah.
So once you understand the times that we're in, we've got to fast and pray.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. We got to fast and pray to come against certain things, because we're not going to change the system. And I think that's what people are trying to do. We're trying to change the system, but we got to pray for God to change the hearts and minds of those in the system, those over the system. That's what we got to do.
That's a true thing, too. Without the hearts and minds, that's all it's clean about and robbing and stealing.
Yes.
Like that poor fool in New York.
Yes, yes.
He had to defend himself, but now they're charging him with murder. So It seems like you do the right thing, you get charged with murder. The people that do the wrong thing don't get charged with nothing.
Well, that's the reason why. This might come as a little, this might ruffle a few feathers, but I don't care what job you have. If you don't make Jesus the nucleus and center of that job, you understand? You're going to catch hell. You can be the best cop in the world, but if Jesus ain't the nucleus of your job, then there's always something that gonna come to get you out of that proper element. But now watch this. When Jesus is the element, the glue that holds you together, watch this. Paul and Silas went to jail, and what did they do? Because Jesus was the glue that held them together, what did they do? They just start talking about, well, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. You know, this ain't right, man. You know, what did they do? They still praise God.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to get the people back to, Brother Cornelius.
And let me make one more.
Go ahead.
One more point. Just like you were saying, you know, we were both prison guards and stuff. That's where I lost my testimony when they put that piece of rope in my feet. I lost faith and got fear.
Well, I was a correctional supervisor. I supervised other correctional officers. And the thing about me is that I stood for what was right because, not because I was a part of that franchise, I stood for right because my first representation was that of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's what made me stand. And out of all the years I was there, I was never assaulted. I never had urine, feces thrown on me. The convicts had the utmost respect for me because you know what? Because Christ, I'm his representative. And I'm going to do my job because my job says security, custody, and control. I didn't bring those convicts, no contraband in. I didn't take nothing out for them. Mm-hmm. They respected me. They tried me, but they say, you know what they tell other convicts? Leave him alone, man. That's a preacher, man. That's a preacher. So in other words, the problem today is that are we letting our light shine?
Yes.
That's it, Brother Cornelius. Got to make our light shine. And when our light shines, then just like that jailer after Paul and them got out, he say, hey, what I need to do to be like you? Because you know what? You could have ran away. And every other person would have. Yeah. But look at the persuasion that Paul had on the other people in jail with him. They would have said, forget that, Paul. I'm out of here, man. But look at the persuasion he had on them. And Paul said, we are all here. Nobody ran away. That's the influence God wants us to have. And that's the influence we can have when we're living godly and righteously. That's what the whole broadcast has been about. We have the ability to change. Paul changed the atmosphere of that jail. That's what we got to start getting back to. God can even, before he comes back, he can help us to change the atmosphere, the circumstances and situations. The question is, do you believe it can happen? That's what we got to get back to. Hey, brother, I got to go, man.
God bless both of you.
Thank you, man. And listen, I'll just always tell you this. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Hey, listen, I've got a few minutes left if you'd like to call. 877-464-2500. Facebook friends out there, Sister Carla Ray Cooks, you can call. Sister Alice, you can call. Sister Sykes, you can call. 877-464-2500. I've got just about 7 minutes, but I'd like to hear from you. If you're not tied up, if you got a prayer request, or you maybe got a testimony. Amen. Sister Cheryl Ray Davis, like to hear from you. 877-464-2500. Praise be to God. Yes, we have become self-defeating prophecies by the words that are emanating from our mouth. Many times, I keep telling y'all, when the Bible says, pray that you have, that's a right now frame of mind. Okay? That's a right now frame of mind. Everything that you hold in your imagination is manifesting all the time. Even Job could not believe that God had richly blessed him without some type of strings being attached. That's what happens. Even in his mind, he became that self-defeating prophecy, and these words emanated from the lips of Job that God allowed us, through the transliterary writers, to share with us. Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. And so as long as you're thinking God's about to could be 100 years on up the road. You better hear what I'm telling you. You better hear what I'm telling you. About to could be 200 years up the road. Are you hearing me? Are you following me? But when you say God has healed my body, the word of God said it, my faith has to get it. We've got to be honest. We've got to come back to the realization of being honest. And once we do that, be just like the two said, I believe, Lord, help my thou my unbelief. We all have it. Every pastor has it. Every leader has it. None is so much better than the other, but it doesn't give us the right to justify why we're not there so that we can keep other people in a slump. Paul said it eloquently. He said, after I have preached to others, if I ain't careful, I myself can become a castaway. What are you saying, Paul? I can preach good things in your life and then have things lacking in my life. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Because the husbandman needs to be the first partaker of the fruit. That's the reason why we can't act like we a big eye and got little U's up under us. Because I'm telling you, the enemy is working hard on the body of Christ. Never before in the body of Christ has divorce become such a prevalent thing. The enemy, the same one telling you that God wants to bless you, can't have enough faith to believe that God can sustain them in a marriage that the enemy then took hold to. But the devil then took hold to a body, and we can cast him out of a body, but we can't cast him out of a marriage. Something wrong. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. We can talk about him blessing our pocketbooks, but we can't have him bless us in our marriage. Something wrong. But that's what happens when you're up under the umbrella of emotionalization. Well, God want me happy. Yeah. His way, not your way, not my way. And when we do it God's way, then God's going to do what needs to be done. Lady Townsend, what else you got? We got about 3 minutes.
God is good, and we just have to do it his way. Amen. His way is the best way, and his way is the way that he, you know, requires of us, doing it his way. And like I was telling the Lord when I was getting ready to come here, and I was just saying, Lord, you know, many times we're looking up to heaven as though you're there, but you're within us. You know, the Holy Spirit is within us, and we can talk to just as though, you know, he's right in us, and which we know he is.
He is.
You know, and many times when we truly know that, Bishop, we'll have a closer and a closer relationship with him. Things that we used to do, you know, we won't find ourselves doing it because we know that he lives on the inside of us. Praise God. And that's the thing that we got to get to, knowing that we don't want to do anything to bring shame to him.
That's
praise
right.
The Lord. And that's the thing about, you know, in this end time, so many people are doing so many things, but God said it would be this way. Amen. So it's just lining up with what the word of God has already shared with us.
Sister Reba Sykes said, she said, I just love to say that I'm overjoyed that I got a chance to listen in this morning. Sister Reba Sykes, we're glad that you were able to join us on today. It is our endeavor to empower God's people. Amen. Not to toot a horn of our own. Amen. Because we are all in this together. But we must cast down the facades, the masquerades, and the isms and schisms that the enemy has implemented in the body of Christ to keep us feeling subjective to man and not to God.
Amen.
I don't want you subjective to Bishop Townsend. I need you to be subjective to the Holy Ghost. I need you to be subjective to the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Though I may function in the office of a prophet, amen, in the office of a bishop, see, y'all love to make me an apostle, but God ain't told me that. But in any administrative office that God has given me to function in, it's because all the glory must go back to Jesus Christ. Before I prophesy money to you, I got to talk about Jesus Christ. Before I prophesy healing to you, I got to prophesy, amen, your life being right with Jesus Christ and surrendering your life over to him. That's all it takes.
Amen.
The curse is broken once you surrendered your life to Jesus.
And
poverty was broken once you gave your life to Jesus. Now it's up to you to properly manage what God give you. That's the only curse. You're not managing.
Amen.
Pastor?
Yeah,
that's it.
You just got to just surrender totally over.
Yeah.
And you'll be so glad that you did.
You can only bully the people for so long before they quit being bullied.
Yes.
You can only threaten them for so long until, you know what, they don't fear the threats anymore. Just like in school, the bully bullied you, and then pretty soon you rose up. We're in the season where the oppressed are rising up.
Amen.
Against the oppressors. Lady Townsend, 10 seconds of prayer. We got to go.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We continue to bless your holy name. And like Bishop said, it always, hallelujah, we go back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The praises goes to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you. And since it has.